This is St. Louis Public Radio. When some people say Cadillac, they don't mean their car.
Cadillac, noun. Definition 2. Coffee prepared with the full range of condiments.
That's just one of the things that St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold learned during a recent visit to a local prison where inmates are working to define their words.
If there's one thing 51-year-old Stuart Gribbing has learned to love in his 28 years in prison, it's his Cadillac. It's one of the terms that's important to his life in Bon Terre. Even the word jail means something different in prison.
The term jail came around is not where you're actually housed in, but that you're able to carry on a mutual respect with the individual that you are forced to live in that small cubicle with.
Gribbing and other prisoners are producing a prison dictionary that records these words. It's part of St. Louis University's prison program. The dictionary shows how day-to-day English words take on different meanings inside prison. Inside, the dictionary has its uses. Gribbing says developing the dictionary helps older inmates like him understand younger prisoners.
Whether it be in a softball game, or you might be playing a game of handball, or you might be down at the weight pile or whatever like this, and you hear a conversation go on, and you're lost. You don't know what they're talking about.
Outside the prison, the dictionary provides insight into the social hierarchy at Eastern Reception Diagnostic and Corrections Center. The definitions highlight good and bad behavior among offenders and introduces new inmates to objects they encounter inside. For example, that thing on the floor.
That's a boat.
Inmate David Rivera reads the definition of boat.
A makeshift bed placed on the floor and used when the prison is overcrowded. It resembles a canoe and is typically made from plastic. Sleeping in the boat makes my back hurt, you know, which it will.
Rivera says the dictionary isn't exactly a code of ethics, but a record of language.
There's actually tiers of society within the society. You're going to show more respect for the guy that's been in here most of his life than the guy that just got here and has only done 2 years.
Working on the dictionary produced hours of discussion, mainly because long-term inmates defend a language that helps define their identities.
These guys stood up for these words. It was like, dude, don't get so excited. It's part of them. It was part of their history. It's part of their life. And you're saying, oh, it's not important enough. What do you mean it's not important enough? It's part of me.
And language is a part of everyone. It determines who we are and how we see each other, says Washington University linguist Brett Hyde.
We make decisions about how smart people are, about what social class they're from, based on the way that they speak.
Hyde flips through the prison dictionary in his office, a world away from the facility at Bon Terre. He says the prisoner's dictionary highlights a linguistic community that is alive and ever-changing.
And that's really the nice contribution of the dictionary. It reveals a very creative use of language. It seems to be a very creative linguistic environment.
Inmate Grabing hopes the document shows people that some prisoners aren't wasting their time behind bars.
People are putting forth work towards an end goal to something other than just sitting in a cell.
And according to the prisoners, they've more than enough words and time to produce a second dictionary. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.